Welcome. Sorry for the noise in the background. But yeah, so last time we left off where Emily met Chase on the new planet. Today she's going to be foraging to just find these new alien animals that Chase has described. So let's get to it. Okay, so the next day, Emily decides to go search for all the animals. Well, it was some living other creature. Or even just other people, aliens, people from Earth, any living thing. So she packs up a backpack and tells the kids she's going to go forage for food. And then she leaves. She finds the set of woods, so she decides to search them. It takes her about a while to find some living animal noise or just creature noise. She hears rustling in the bush. She's very steady, and she tiptoes to the bush, quietly, and pulls out her camera, opens the bush, and boom, there's nothing there. She's very, very, very suspicious about this. She swore there was something there, like, 5 seconds ago. She puts her camera away and keeps walking. Again, she hears rustling in the bush. Again, she does the exact same thing. But when she looks, there's nothing there. So she decides to keep on walking. She finds this really nice, sparkly lake, and she decides to take pictures of it because she's quite the photographer. And then she wonders, what if animals are in the lake? Of course, she doesn't have really any tech gear to look, so she decides to build something. She takes out her stuff out of her backpack, which were just like some flashlights, some protection stuff, first aid, you know, and some snacks and water. She takes what she can find in the woods and out of her bag to build something so she can see it under the water, without actually having to go in the water, because she didn't bring a swimsuit. So she decides to test it out. So she puts the things in water, and it doesn't work. She does this about 3 other times. Fourth time, it works. And she looks underwater with the little camera thing, and then it detects movement. She decides to look. Now, it does heat signatures, so she just follows heat signatures. It was really weird. It didn't have a heat signature, though then the camera started to move, like something was hitting it. So you know there's obviously something under there, but it didn't have a heat signature. So how does that work? So she got freaked out. She packed up her stuff and left. Later on, she found a tree full of fruit, and so she decided to grab some. Of course, she didn't eat them, because it could be poisonous. But later on, she goes back to the ship, tells the kids that she found some food. She decides to test them if they're poison with a special chemical. Later on, she finds out they're not poison, so she gives them to the kids and herself. All night, she just thinks about this mysterious creature in the bush, the mysterious creature in the water, and she cannot fall asleep. Her mind just keeps thinking about it. The next day, she decides to go search for this animal again. She sticks out the house really early in the morning. And she also knew the kids were sleeping because they snore really loud. So, yeah. But later on, the snoring stopped. She stopped in her tracks. Was one of them awake? Okay, this is bad. Really bad. She's so close to the front door. She's like at least 3 feet away from it. She dashes out the door and slowly closes it and dashes back into the woods, hoping that the kids won't miss her. As she searches the woods, she doesn't hear the rustling anymore. She tries to find her way back to the lake, but when she swears she saw the lake, it's not there. The lake isn't there. When she swore she saw it there. Okay, things are starting to get weird. So she decides to head back. The kids are in total fear because they just wake up and find their mother gone. She tells them that she just went out into the woods. Plus, the sun looked really nice. And she just wanted to be outside because it was warm outside. Okay, that's it for now. By the way, I will be making 2 episodes per day. But in March, I might have to take a break from that because I will be kind of busy. But I will try to upload often. So, thank you for listening. Bye!